Folks, Eddie Greer for Kurt's Energy Bars. Yes, I became ambassador for Kurt's not too long ago, and they're just a little but mighty small energy program from here, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. They're more famous for their energy bars. Now, our pursuit of healthy nutrition options has inspired a desire to scratch our own itch for fueling that drives. Of course, what's our motto? Kurt's, what drives you? That is the motto, folks. Here, we are a small, again, I'm going to say it again, we're a small but mighty group of fitness enthusiasts right here. They're right here from Kansas City. Our mission is to fuel athletes, everybody, around the world with healthy, nutritious, and delicious energy foods to help you guys keep pushing their limit, y'all's limits, reaching y'all's goals, and believing you guys can achieve more. Kurt's, fuel what drives you, and check out the website. Go over there right now. You have time. I know you got some small time in your hands during y'all busy marathon season. Go there now, Kurtz.com. Check out the latest that they have. I know they're going to have some new flavors to try on the energy bar side. I can't give that away just yet, but they have chocolate cranberry, chocolate blueberry blast. That's one of my favorites. And recently, before the Matt Mason triathlon relay that I participated in last weekend, I tried the chocolate pumpkin spice. Oh my goodness. It tastes just like October right into my mouth, and we are approaching fall. I know everyone is very anxious. They want fall right now. They want those cool temps right now. We got to get through this rest of the summer here. I know we have a lot of folks training for Pacific Marathons out there, whether that's World Major or right here in Kansas City, the Kansas City Garmin Marathon, or if you're training for half, whatever distance that you're training for. Make sure you bring in Kurt's as part of that training plan. Kurt's, phew, what drives you. Of course, they have tons of flavors right now. They're going to have some new ones come out down the road. I don't know when. I can't keep that information at the moment, but I can tell you they're going to be coming out later, probably around the fall. So be out and look out for that. But right now, go to the website, Kurt's.com, code FASTEDDIE. Type that in and you can get 30% off every time you check out the website, or you need to restock, or you just want to try for the first time. Fast Eddie 30, you can get 30% off. Again, just Fast Eddie, you get 30% off after each purchase. Now to the show. This is another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome on board to another episode. Eddie Greer coming to you from another hot day in Kansas City, Missouri. I am recording this just after 8 here on this Tuesday, August 6, 2024. The original EG3 podcast, which was a NASCAR podcast, and before that was the EG3 show. Now, back to the original EG3 podcast, all about running. It's all about the latest around running now, but we still talk about sports and whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much for checking out tonight's podcast. Whenever you have a chance to listen to this, this is going to be the second episode. So we all listen to this Thursday night, which will come out Thursday night or Friday morning. Yours truly will be getting ready for a huge event. Yes, yours truly going to be participating in that event. Again, before I get into that announcement, again, it's your first time listening to the podcast. Welcome aboard to the show. You've been following this since the very beginning, or you've been in and out. Thank you again so much for your support. It's very much appreciated. Again, the EG3 podcast, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. And if you have trouble finding it, it is the 3Wide podcast with EG3. Type that in there. You should be able to pull that up right there. Get it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Yes, I am recording just after my final run before the big dance. I'm not talking about Chicago just yet. Of course, yours truly, I better go ahead and say this now. Yours truly went ahead and was just throwing an ultra marathon before the big show, which yours truly is currently training for, the Chicago Marathon. But we gotta put that to the side here this weekend because thanks to a little push from my KC Smoke teammate, going to give a crack at an ultra. But yes, I have done an ultra before, but this is insane. Yours truly, I will be participating this weekend in the Kansas City Backyard Ultra, which will begin Friday evening. And I'm going to give you just a brief overlook here on this podcast here, what that is for those that don't know, because I have to explain myself to several people, because when I made that announcement on my Facebook page, on my Facebook page 2 weeks ago, I blazed a lot of eyebrows. But hey, I have done an ultra before, and that was 4 years ago, something like that. That was when the whole world went crazy. COVID came and pretty much really set everybody back. those were some very tough times right there. But yes, so did a 50K out in Manhattan, Kansas. The Concert Trail, one of the more popular trails out there, I believe, in the state of Kansas out there. Did 5 loops, which equaled out to just over 31 miles. For those that don't know what an ultra is, that is basically a race that's past marathon distance, right? So again, I just mentioned a few moments ago that I am getting ready here, and it's coming fast. The Chicago Marathon, one of the world majors in the United States, coming up in October. That's not too far away. I gotta check my training plan again. I think this is the halfway point. And in EG3, aka Fast Eddie, let's go ahead and throw something more challenging in here than we already are doing. Knowing, right? So the Kansas City Backyard Ultra is what we're going to be participating in this weekend, beginning Friday night, in a category that he was got a little push into it there. Yes, I'm giving my teammate the credit for that. Shout out Angela. Last runner standing. Yes. Last runner standing. Yeah, so if you catch the drift, We're gonna do our best. for sure. So we'll see what happens. But basically, what that is, and I had a lot of people come up and ask me over the last couple of days, what are you gonna be doing? Well, it's pretty. Look, I'm gonna be straightforward. Look, it's gonna be 4 mile, just a little bit over 4 mile course near the plaza. It's Mill Creek Park, and you have 1 hour to finish that loop. So basically, you got to finish 4.1 miles before the hour's up, And I would assume this is my first time doing this. So it's going to be trial. We're just throwing caution to the wind right here. We're going to have fun with it. We're just throwing caution to the wind. And basically, I have nothing to lose here. But the competitive side of me says, we might have to go all in. So we'll see what happens. But, so 4.1 is the loop. And what I've received or what I've heard or I've been told, it's pretty much you're running on track gravel, the dark track gravel that you see on almost majority of the parks around the metro area, not the track surface that you see in high school, the orange stuff. I'm talking about the black stuff that looks like tar, that's soft. Yeah, so caught it right there. But usually when you hear these things, you got to go on the actual trail, right? So, caught a little bit of break there. But, hey, you know, it's in town. It ain't that far. It's in town. Why not, right? So, but then you got to finish those miles, that just loop within the hour. Now, if you don't do that, you're done. You're out. It's pretty straightforward. Or if you cannot go anymore, or you have a mile limit, then you're finished for the event. So I know there's a lot with this. Now they show that trophy. When I say the competitive side of me, so that trophy, ooh, I'm like, damn, look at that. That is huge. And also, if you were to be finished first in the last runner standing, you get obviously that trophy. Go to Midwest Endurance Facebook page and see it if you have not already seen it. and then you get a ticket and a pass through, like I say in NASCAR, like when it goes to the playoffs, you get if you win that round, you win, you automatically go to the next round. If you win the entire thing, you're going to. A lot of me doesn't want to jinx it for myself. So, but you win, you're going. I don't have that information, but you win, you get a ticket to, I think, another qualifying race in Tennessee. I know I saw that, for instance, there. So, but we're going to keep this condensed because I don't want to get a jinx. But look, man, this is an opportunity. And I went back to listen to a podcast, an episode from one of my favorite podcast shows that I like to listen to. Well, they stopped putting out content more recently. I went back. It was Monday that I listened to one of the African-American ultra-marathon who's turned himself into ultra-marathoner. And how he got, how the steps that he approached to get himself there. And he wanted
more African Americans to be in that space, the ultra marathon space. You still see African Americans like myself be a part of the marathon crew, the marathon space. Obviously, you still see those half marathoners out there, different types. Yeah, of backgrounds, right? The Asians, people out of the country that come here to run, and you get what I'm saying. But yeah, he wanted, and obviously this particular podcast. And yes, they do dip outside. They dip outside of, you know, reaching out. They actually had a couple of ultra marathoners on their show, on their podcast there. And so they did talk to, and they had Michael Wardian on that podcast. I'm going to actually go back again and listen to one of his appearances on that show. For Michael Wardian, for those who don't know, he is one of the famous ultra marathons out there in the United States, putting down some ridiculous times out there. But saying that he wanted more African Americans to venture out into the space. So, which leads in this direction. Kansas City, Missouri. This is the EG3 podcast, folks. Eddie Greer III here as we get set for the Kansas City Backyard Ultra going down starting Friday night, 7 o'clock. Yep, 7 o'clock. Nighttime. Woo! But to finish my point before we finish wrapping up the preview portion of this podcast, yeah, so which leads to me, right? I did and I shout out Angela, my Kansas City Smoke teammate earlier. I did a 6-hour kind of a little bit of a endurance run not too long ago, a few weeks ago, maybe a month now. I don't know. All these training runs are meshing together with me now. But, and I was a little bit banged up. And now, if you're training for a marathon, you're gonna get little sores here and there. But I was not feeling it. I was definitely close to calling it, actually. I didn't tell her that. She might listen to this and say, what? Well, yeah, I did tell her that I was feeling, sore. I was basically running on one leg. So I was like, you know what? I'll help you out a little bit. So we went ahead and did a 6-hour, started at 5 in the morning and finished up around 11. It got hot towards the end. Well, of course, because we're training in the summer, right? Getting ready for these fall races, which is right around the corner. And after that, I felt okay, actually, after the fact. Even though that last hour, we went a little bit faster than the other five other runs within those hours. But, yeah, kind of finished up really strong there. And I felt all right. And then, of course, me later on, I went ahead and did 3 or 4 more later on. So I did end up going 28 for the day. So in theory, I'm looking forward to this now. So we'll see what happens, man. We're definitely gonna have fun with this, but same time, you know, crazier things happen. So cautiously optimistic about it, and everyone has talked to me about the strategy, and I have an idea of what I want to do. I'm not going to share it on here, not right now, until next week. I will share it next week, my experiences with this thing. But some people might be listening, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put it out there right now. We're going to wait until next week till all this is done to leak that out there. But right now we're going to keep y'all in suspense what my strategy is for this. But yeah, I feel cautiously optimistic about it now. All this mileage, you can go back to the COVID year. You can go back really the last, three years, whether I'm gippy, running on one leg, or being hard-headed, or being 85% healthy or 75% healthy, all I'm racking up, all the miles I put in, especially this summer now, mostly doing almost 2 days every day except for Sunday and trying to think of the other day, Friday, because now I've made Friday my off days now. Going forward, even after the KC Backyard Ultra, as we really prepare for the main event, right? This is KC Backyard Ultra. This is sort of the main event, but it's not the main event, because our main event we need to get to Chicago Marathon. But this doesn't. You're not running constantly. You once you get to the finish line within the hour, you have time to rest, whether that's 20, 15, 10, until you got to go again. So that's what you're looking at right there. When the KC Backyard Ultra begins, when y'all listen to this, you're truly going to be start running. We're all going to be out there running. Now, there is a 3-hour, 6-hour, 12-hour event. Again, Midwest Endurance Running Company, or Midwest Endurance Co., is putting on this event. In the winter last year, everybody's eyes just opened wide open when I announced that I was doing this, but everyone really opened their eyes when I put out the winner last year ran 104 miles. Second place ran 100. So, yeah. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, like I said, I'm constantly optimistic about it. I'm looking forward to running at night. I mean, yes, I've been running in the late portion of the day, but that nighttime experience now, other than late track events, aka Metro Mile, yeah, that's really, I haven't ran much at night. I don't think it's going to really matter. Not, it don't matter to me whether it's you're running in 100 degree heat or running it at night where it's a little bit humid, or people are coming off midnight runs and all that other stuff. Night Wolf happened last week. People were doing that. Some people did a double. So that's not going to intimidate me whatsoever. We're going to be out there. We're going to have a good time out there. I know several friends are going to be doing, now I'm going to be doing different events there. I know a couple people doing the 6 hour. I know, well, myself, Angela, and Leah will be doing the last man, the whole thing. So we'll see about that. I know another Casey Smoke teammate, Jeffrey's going to do the 6 hour. He's doing it to raise money for his cross country team and track team. So that's awesome for him to do that. So he's going to be doing that. So you're going to have all these people out there. So I think at least I can tell you that that's going to be big help. You're going to still have all those people out there throughout overnight. And then Saturday comes. That's what we're gonna get down. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, we're going off the deep end, folks. Yeah, we're gonna go way off the deep end here, folks. And Kurt's Bar is gonna be a huge part of that. Again, make sure you go check out Kurtz.com for your nutrition, energy needs. They're famous for their energy bars, of course. Yeah, Fast Eddie is the code. 30% off each purchase. Yes, each purchase. It's not a limited time only. Eat every time you want to restock or try out the energy bars, which Kurtz is famous for. They got some other things in there too now. Now that I tried on that endurance run with Angela, Kurtz.com for more Kurtz. Phew, what drives you? So I got to throw that one in there. But yeah, man. Some things. Gotta try outside your comfort zone. I think in this latter half, my life, I have tried some things that I've never tried outside of my comfort zone. Like flying on a plane. That's a whole other podcast there. Or jumping into something. This is literally jumping into something. Something else. But I have done an ultra. But seriously, I've been wanting to run a second ultra. Why not just go after the biggest fish in the KC metro area, the KC backer ultra. So we'll see what happens. We're going to have fun. Again, if you're in the area this weekend, you want to come on out and support your friends and your friends, me and your friends, this weekend, if you're in the area. I know there's still a lot of summer travel going on here as we are fastly approaching fall. Definitely come out, support, help come out, support your. If you have a friend that's in it, then do what you got to do. But if you're in the area, you want to come on out for a little bit, and particularly Saturday. Now I already have. Now I'm as crew goes right now. That's going to be me. we're going to be the one-man crew, one-man boss right now going in. But I know there was shift talk thrown offered to me. I am totally fine with that. I'll be happy for that, to be honest with you. But for right now, we're a one-man crew as I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday night, August 6, 2024. We're a one-man crew. We'll do better. I mean, hey, again, it's trial by fire. I'm going to do what I can. We'll see what happens with it. I'm going to have fun with it. And hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see. We're going to go out and, hey, we're going to throw, not necessarily caution to win. We're going to see, and we're going to put it out there. We're going to put myself out there and see what we can do with it. So I think we're going to make some noise. I honestly, They're going to make, I can tell you this, we're going to make some noise for sure. But, so that's why I'm excited to get out there. I'm anxious to get out there, and we'll see. We'll see one way or the other. But anyways, yes, you're in the area, you want to come out, cheer on your favorite runners, definitely come on out, sport. It's going to be a good time, and I'm looking forward to the food, definitely, for sure. So they're going to have everything out there for sure. But yeah, this is going to be, this is going to be something. Oh, yeah, this is going to be something. So definitely make sure if you're in the area, you have time during your busy weekend schedule, or you have some time, you want to come out, definitely. Mill Creek Park, for those that don't know, it's near the plaza. Now, I might have seen this. I have paid no attention to it. Obviously, the plaza rings the bell to a lot of KC people. Mill Creek Park does it for me. I might have seen it and not paid much attention, but oh yeah, it's going to be the center of attention this weekend for sure. So Kansas City Backyard Ultra, last runner standing. We'll see what that will see. Buckle up. It's going to be an interesting ride for sure. But I'm actually looking forward to this here. So this is going to be the second Ultra for EG3. We'll see what happens. The original EG3 podcast. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly, twice a week, lately anyways, wherever you get your podcasts, folks. If you're training for a world major or the Kansas City Garmin races here in town this fall coming up, or a half marathon out there in Salina, oh boy, woo, Salina, that is going to be something. A lot of people, especially the Kansas City Running Club, shout out 2.0, a lot of people sign up for that. That's going to be epic. That's going to be epic right here. But I don't think not as epic, because that's in November. But not, I don't think that's epic is going to be like I think it's going to be for this weekend. Going to be something. Can't wait. But if you're training for any other races, for sure, make sure you stay hydrated still. Yes, we're closing on the fall. It'll be here before you know it. But stay hydrated. Do the best you can. Throw myself in the ring for that for sure, especially this weekend. So make sure you do your best to stay on your training plans, and we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there for sure. But hopefully, we're gonna have a good time this weekend, and we'll see what carnival waits for us at the KC Backyard Ultra. We'll find out. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer saying thank you so much again for tuning in. Again, you're your first time listening to the podcast. You love what you're hearing. Make sure you leave us a rating, 4 or 5 stars mainly. And make sure you subscribe, hit that like button. That helps us out tremendously, and to have other runners find this podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the original EG3 podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week.